Hey y'all, welcome back to The Draft. It's your girl Ashlyn. I got my guys Demo and Isaiah with me, and today we got a special guest.
What up?
Go ahead and say what's up, y'all.
What's going on, Mr. Cash?
Morning, boys. How we doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing splendiful.
Wonderful. It's about the time when, you know, usually people are having breakfast, so figured it's only fitting that we do a draft for candy.
Yes.
Okay. Part of every nutritious breakfast.
Yes, so we're doing our top five candies today. I'll start. My number one candy, gotta be Snickers. That's the only chocolate I actually like. It doesn't really taste like chocolate to me. Okay. Cash, what's yours?
So, all right. If you don't like anything else, what do you like? You have to wait a long time before you can draft again.
I know.
Okay. Snickers doesn't taste like chocolate?
Not to me, no.
Does it taste like peanuts?
I taste more caramel.
Okay, yeah, the filling?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, let's see. I got to think about what you guys are going to take. I want to know what's coming back to me. There's a couple favorites of mine that I think are going to last a while. So I am going to go with the OG classic. I'm going M&M's.
Mm. Okay. That's a solid pick. Solid pick.
That's really nice.
Yeah, I like that pick.
Now, we can discuss this now, and I'm happy to do either way. I just drafted chocolate M&M's. Does that mean like peanut butter M&M's, peanut M&M's are still on the board, still on the table to be drafted?
I feel like, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I feel like, because you said classic, so yeah.
Yep, that's fine, yeah.
Which makes this a little easier, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, for sure.
Yeah. All right, J-Mo, you're up.
All right, for my number one overall pick, I'm going to have to go Sour Patch Watermelon.
Okay.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Get that crap out of here.
That's solid. That's solid.
That was on my list.
That was solid, though.
How about you, Isaiah? What's your overall first pick?
My number one first pick, I'm just going to have to go with Gushers, man. I don't know. They just always, like, the feeling inside is just pretty good to me. I don't know. They always hit. So how about you, Ashlyn?
Okay.
Now that is fascinating.
Yeah, like, do we actually count that as a candy or is it a fruit snack?
I mean, a fruit snack is a candy, right? In my opinion.
That's the debate.
Okay.
Yeah. Fruit snack is a candy, but a candy isn't necessarily a fruit snack.
Exactly.
So, like, like Scooby snacks, would that be
a candy?
I was going to put that actually, but
like,
then,
you don't find Gushers in the candy aisle.
Yes, you do.
I mean, you can. No, you're right.
It's definitely a Meijer, because when I work there, I definitely find the Gushers over there in the fruit snack section. So I'm gonna give you that, but I still consider fruit snacks candy to
I'll
me.
I'll give you that. Too.
It's just a different aisle of sugar.
I mean, honestly.
So you guys don't do the snake draft, and then boom, 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 boom?
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
You go 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4?
Yes, mm-hmm. Sir.
All right. This is your show. Makes it easier on the number one.
All right. Yeah.
Well, you don't like candy, so let's see what you're going to take.
Yeah.
What, apple? Is that what you're going to take number one?
No. My second got to be Nerd Clusters. Them are, like, really, really good. Like,
yeah. They good. They was on my list, too.
Yeah, like, the texture, when it all comes together, amazing flavors.
It got immaculate. It got a good crunch to it.
For sure. It's a nice bite to it.
That's a good pick.
All right, Cash, what's your number two?
Okay. This is great, because I don't like the fruity, sour stuff. So, like, Nerd Clusters, mm-hmm. Sour Patch, good.
Yeah.
This is going my way.
Okay.
Okay. Number two pick, I think I'm showing my age because I feel like I'm going classic and you guys are going like, we're going to take what we really like. And I like these, but I feel like they're classic. So I'm going Reese's Cups.
Mm.
Yeah, oh, man. Okay, yeah.
I don't like peanut butter or chocolate.
I don't like peanut butter.
This is
with
the
chocolate.
Draft for you.
That was on my list too. That was on my list too.
Now, again, I'm taking the Reese's Cup, but mm-hmm. I think the best version of that is when you do like the Christmas tree or mm-hmm. the...
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
What's the Halloween? The egg for Easter?
Oh, like, yeah.
Those... Yeah. I know it's a lot of peanut butter.
Yeah, that's a lot of chocolate. Sorry. That's a lot. Oh,
it's
my
a
gosh.
Lot of chocolate, those are good. But it's good, though.
All right, so Sour Patch Kids, what are you going with number two?
My number two? I don't think not everybody know about it, but Ghirardelli Chocolate Caramel Squares.
Now I know about this.
Wow.
Those right there. Are amazing. Right,
now I know you came to play.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the mythical loot right there. You're not really going to find that everywhere.
I'm already knowing.
Golden blue pack, because there's like the golden blue, golden red.
It's like, it's red.
It's in like it's a like fancy raspberry. Package.
Yep, let's go. That was good right there.
That's really good.
Yeah, what about you, Isaiah?
Man, because you took my number two, I'm not going to lie, so I had to go ahead and pick something else. But since we're talking about chocolate, I want to go ahead throw three Musketeers in the pick.
No,
I'm a three Musketeers type of guy.
No, I thought I was safe.
Nah,
man.
Yeah, I'm a three Musketeers guy, man.
I literally marked it down like that's safe. They're not gonna take that. I get made fun of. Do you get made fun of for
yes,
liking
sir.
That?
Yep.
I get made fun of. All stop. It's good.
Yes, sir.
I'm so
always
mad.
In the bottom of my candy bag as a little kid. I used to love it. I don't know.
Wow.
I mean, you all be good.
Nah, I don't actually. My mom does though. Almond Joy, it's not bad. I had it though.
Almond Joy is nasty.
That's really
nasty. I
don't
like coconut. Coconut don't go well with chocolate to me, if you ask me.
Yeah,
I don't think it's pretty bad.
Coconut doesn't go well with it's anything. It's a texture.
It's by itself.
Cause like
coconut can only go by itself to me.
It's weird because like coconut like sunscreen smells good, but then if I actually have like a coconut like what's the snowball?
The
it's like the Twinkie but with coconut.
Ew, why is that a thing?
That's what I'm saying.
I know you're talking about
that. Like, I don't eat that.
People like coconut.
That look nasty. I see that.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I like coconut drinks. That's different.
I never had that.
Coconut drinks be good.
Yeah, like a little, it's like a punch by the beach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stuff like that.
That's good.
Yeah, pretty good.
Okay, my number three, I'm going Lifesaver gummies. They're I don't know. Actually, I really like the ones with the sugar. Like, you only can find them in Halloween. Y'all know they come in a separate pack, and they got the sugar all around them.
Yeah.
I can never find them, like, in bulk, but them are really, really good. It just tastes like sugar. Like, it's really good. Yeah. I really like those.
Yeah, I see. Y'all got a real that's sweet tooth around here, because that's a lot of sweets. Like,
your pick so far is, like, what you would get in a stocking.
Yeah, no, literally.
I got my Lifesavers, my nerd clusters.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really like candy, guys.
All right.
Don't forget the Snickers.
That's true.
Yeah, that's the Snickers. Only thing
that's
I like.
That's the good one. All right, M&M's, Reese's Cups, anything old I can draft. I really wanted three Musketeers. That really bums me out.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick with it, man. I don't care. I'm going with the OG, just a chocolate Hershey bar.
Okay. Wow. Nah, yeah, that's a fire pick right there.
You said wow, Ashley?
Yeah, that's like outrageous. That's just like pure chocolate, guys. It doesn't even have a taste.
No, it's milk chocolate. Mm-hmm. It's milk chocolate.
The best.
It's different.
Yes.
And milk chocolate is
I will
good.
Also say, whenever the discussion comes up, like, if you could only have one candy for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Mm-hmm.
I always choose the Hershey bar.
Ew.
Because
you can always add to it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I love Reese's Cups, but eventually, after year 21 of nothing but Reese's Cups, I'm going to be really tired of peanut butter.
Yeah, no, for sure.
But if you have a Hershey bar, you can put whatever on it. You can zhuzh it up like that.
That's right.
Yeah, I guess.
You definitely can, yeah.
Man, I've got Duke, North Carolina, Kentucky. I got nothing but number ones here. I feel good about it. Sour Patch Kids, Ghirardelli Caramel?
Yep.
What's number three?
My number three is going to have to be the Crunch Bar.
Oh.
The Crunch Bar is just real good. It's just something about that crunch. You get that crunch every bite.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Every bite is just real good.
I was never a Crunch Bar type
of guy. So, like, you eat them in the Lunchables? Like, you used to eat them, like, in the Lunchables? Oh, my gosh. I used to give those away all the time.
Me too.
Yeah.
Because they're cold from being in the fridge.
Like, that's disgusting.
Yeah,
they'd be good.
You don't think so? No, they good.
I'm with you. That was another one I thought was going to be safe.
Nah, that's all mine right there, baby.
Good.
What about you, Isaiah?
Man, for my number three, let's think. I'm going to have to go with the OG Red Skittles, y'all. I mean, they always hit for me.
Like,
Skittles, it don't matter. They're in a little pack. Like, any time of the year, they always just going to be good. So, that's my number three.
I feel like that's late.
That's a late pick.
That's a late pick. Like, that's a classic pick, but it's going 12.
So, like, does that count for, like, every color bag Skittles?
Nah, I'm just going with the OG red.
Okay, cool.
So, like,
cool.
You can still have the purple or the blue.
Which
is the green and sour.
I'm about to drop that, guys.
Hopefully not the green ones. The green ones.
Those are not
I'm not a green guy.
Me either.
Sour?
Yeah, that was pretty, nah.
So, are you going purple?
I'm going purple Skittles for my number four. Like, them
the
got the best
stuffers continue.
Flavor. Like, they are so flavorful. They're better than the red. They're better than the green. The berry, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I've had Skittles.
Mm-hmm.
I am not, like I said, I'm not a sour or a fruit candy kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
Skittles are cool. What's the difference? Like, what is a purple bag Skittles?
Like, it's
wild berry.
Yes, it's wild berry.
Mm-hmm.
So like,
it's like
every type of berry.
Yeah.
Like tangier.
It's kind of sweeter actually than the red bag.
Yeah.
And then like I warm my candy up in my hands. Like I warm my Skittles up in my hands and like put them in my mouth. I don't know. I feel like they enhance the flavor. I don't know.
You got to shake them up.
Yeah.
I'll do that. Do you warm up your Skittles?
Nah, I don't warm up.
Is it possible to warm up?
Yes. I don't do that. I just immediately pop them right open, man.
Like they're peanuts? Like,
yep.
Like that?
Yeah, no, you got to warm them up.
Shaking them is basically
warming. Yeah, basically.
If you really think about it, yeah.
I would say that Skittles are definitely the one that, because I don't play with my food, and I didn't when I was a kid. But like Skittles, yeah. I'll separate the colors.
Yeah.
I'll move them
around.
Yeah,
I do stuff like that too. Yeah.
Squash them.
Yeah.
All right.
What's your number four?
Yeah, that's a good question. I knew you were going to ask me. All right. We're going to have quite a few honorable mentions. We could actually probably go six rounds instead of five, but all right. I'm going to go, I can't risk it. I'm going Milky Way here.
Okay.
Okay, yep. Right.
Slightly controversial pick because I grew up really liking them. My dad was a Snickers guy.
Yeah.
And my mom was Three Musketeers lady. Mm-hmm. So as the kid, I got what was they didn't want.
Yeah.
Like how kids used to be raised.
Yeah.
Seen but not heard. So I always got the Milky Way, but I really liked it. I didn't like the peanuts and the Snickers, mm-hmm. and I didn't quite yet have the appreciation for the Three Musketeers. So I grew up loving Milky Way, and I was like, when you're a kid, you don't realize there's a world around you.
Right.
And so as I got older, I was like, oh, well, everybody loves Milky Way. And then you find out, like, not that many people really love Milky Way, so.
Yeah.
I'm happy to get it here in the fourth round.
Milky Way's definitely real good.
Okay.
Milky Way's real good.
All right. What's up?
All right, my number four pick, I feel like it's definitely late, but I'm going to have to go Kit Kat.
Oh, man.
I'm going to have to go Kit Kat.
White chocolate Kit Kats, okay.
Nah.
What?
White chocolate is actually really good.
All Kit Kats are good to me.
I dislike white chocolate.
You think so?
Really?
Nah. I like all Kit Kats. All Kit Kats are just real good.
Have you had the lemon ones?
I actually have.
I have. They're pretty good. They come out Easter time.
Really?
Yes. They come out Easter time. They're really good, actually.
It's another flavor. It's like, I don't remember, but it's like, it's real good. It comes in, it's green.
I know which one you're talking about. I never ate them, but I did eat them lemon ones last Easter, and they were pretty good.
Yeah, the lemon ones are pretty good.
They look like they taste like furniture polish. They don't?
No, they don't, actually.
I've never seen the lemon Kit Kats, and I don't really want to try them either.
No.
They're too far away from me.
No, you should. They really
No, you really should.
I don't know.
All right, what about you, Isaiah?
For my number four, man, I ain't gonna lie, because I think I'm gonna stay on the safe side. So since we was talking about chocolates, once again, I don't know if y'all know, but Dove's milk chocolate.
Man, that's
those
good.
Are fire.
Like the little things?
Yep.
It used to be
like a little bag. I don't know. And like I used to always, because my auntie, she used to stay with me, and she used to be the one who used to buy those. So I used to just go in there, take a couple of them. There was just always hitting. I love them. I'll buy my own bag right now. Just thinking about it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That's definitely how it be.
Okay. My number five, y'all know I don't like chocolate. So it's Trolleys, but it's the very berry bag. It's like purple. Them are really good. Okay. Really, really, really good. They're better than the original. they got a kind of tangier taste to them, but they're good. I don't know.
Yeah, they are really good. I like them.
Yeah.
Like
them. I'm not a Trolley guy. I'm not this.
Trolleys are good.
They are. With the sugar on them?
Yeah.
I wish you were my little sister.
Why?
Well, first of all, that's a weird response to why I said that. You should be like, oh, thank you. That's really nice.
Well, yeah, but like, I want to know your reasoning.
Love in here.
Yeah, what's your reasoning, though?
Because if we went trick-or-treating together,
yes,
when we have to split our bags and share it evenly, you get all that stuff you want.
Yeah.
That is...
The crazy?
I'm not going to say terrible.
No, yeah, I feel like I don't
I'm just
know.
Kidding.
She get out of sleep, you get out of time.
Yeah, I would say we really have very different tastes.
I actually recently just started eating candy. Like when I went trick or treating, I never really trick or treated for myself. I trick or treated for the family. I never ate candy. I now just started eating candy. Okay. So yeah.
Right. Well, a year from now, this draft will be a little different. I bet.
Maybe. Yeah.
You're gonna be eating everything.
Please don't say that.
All right, my last pick. I've got M&M's, Reese's Cups, Hershey bars, and Milky Ways. Solid. I'm happy with all that. Really want a Kit Kat. Really want a Crunch Bar. Okay, so here's what's left. I'm sure you boys have your choice, but we've still got Twix. We've got 100 Grand, which I think is underrated.
Definitely underrated.
I don't know what that is.
I don't eat
you don't
those.
Know what 100 Grand is?
No.
Those are really good.
What are those?
Those are actually on my list.
It's like a chewy Crunch Bar. Like there's crispies in them.
It got caramel in it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
They're pretty good.
Okay.
Reese's Pieces, Rolos.
I had Rolos on my list too.
Rolos is
Rolos are underrated.
What are those? What are those?
Do they got like nougat in that?
No, it's caramel too.
Okay.
They're real small. They bite sized.
Yeah. What they look like little game pieces, like little circles. Yeah, mm-hmm.
What are those?
They look like a little joystick for just like a little.
I only see those around Halloween. I'm not gonna lie.
The ones that come in the yellow bag.
I see them all the time.
But that's when they come out though.
They probably at work. You just gotta go look at them.
And then you guys ever mess with the Reese's Fast Break Bar?
Nope.
I don't like chocolate.
Ever heard of it?
It's a pretzel. It got pretzel in it.
That's the Take Five.
No.
Fast Break is like, I think it's just nougat.
Mm. No, I don't think I heard that one. Yeah.
All right. So there's definitely some bangers still on the list. Yep. You guys still have two to take. I feel like this has been civil. Nobody's taken. Well, all right. I'm not going to try to hurt you. Hershey Kisses. Still classic. Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
All right, guys. I'm going Twix. That's okay. My last one.
That's solid, actually. That's not,
yeah.
I had Cadbury eggs down.
What is that?
Another contra, like the Easter egg with the cream on the inside.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Those are polarizing. People either really love them or they're like, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
But Twix, got a little wafer in there. They're good stuff, man. For a fifth round pick, I'm happy.
Yeah, that's
amazing. Sour Patch Kids, Ghirardelli Caramel, Crunch Bar, Kit Kat. You really came from those last two, man.
Yeah.
What do you got for your number five?
Well, you already said my number five. I'm going to have to go 100 grand.
There we go.
Okay.
100 grand. It's really underrated in my opinion, but they are really good. Those got to be in the top five for me, those.
Okay.
Like, you're just not really going to find them everywhere, but they just, when you have them for the first time, you're going to want some more and some more.
Mm-hmm.
It's that type of chocolate.
I'll bring some in.
Yeah, wow. It's that type of chocolate. It's just real good. What about you, Isaiah? What's your last pick?
For my fifth pick, man, because, I mean, this candy, I don't know. I never see them around Icy. I only get them around Easter, but I don't know, y'all. I'm going to have to go with Peeps because I'm a marshmallow type of guy.
What?
All Peeps.
Yeah.
I don't like marshmallows.
Look, everybody.
No, they used to be good.
That. Peeps are fire. I'm sorry.
They used to be good.
I don't even really consider Peeps candy. I don't know.
I consider, man, they
sugar. It's definitely a candy.
They're candy. They're sugary.
Yeah, I think so. Sugary?
For sure.
Yeah,
it's definitely candy adjacent.
I don't think it's sugary.
It is.
Do you ever do the Mallow Bar? Is that like the chocolate with the marshmallow inside?
Yep, I had that one, and I love that one right there. But I'm just talking like the original, like, man, I didn't first like the ones, the little yellow ducks just sitting in the packet. I love those. Like, Peeps are good to me, so I had to pull those out the box.
I had a student 2 years ago. He brought in like, not the small pack, but like a big pack of Peeps. And it was kind of like, he kept mentioning them. And we're like, that's cool, man.
Yeah.
We're happy that you got your Peeps. It was like he was wanting us to dare him to eat them all. He's like, oh, you know, I just thought you guys would like try to get me to, you know, eat them all. And I'm like, do you want us to dare you? Like, you can just do it, man. Quit being weird. He's like, all right, I'll eat them all. So he eats them all.
Mm-mm.
I've never seen a human being more sick in my entire life.
Yes, that's why I don't eat them.
Oh, my God, why'd you guys dare me? Like, we didn't dare you. You did this to yourself.
You wanted to eat them.
It was fantastic. I still make fun of him for it when I see him.
I actually ate a whole pack of Peeps, and I got sick, and that's why I would never eat them again, like, ever.
I ate the whole thing,
like the whole six pack, I think.
They expand, man.
Yes, and I really got sick.
See?
Yeah.
This is a travesty. Reese's Pieces going undrafted.
It's actually crazy. Nobody picked gummy bears.
I was thinking gummy bears.
I thought maybe you would.
I was thinking gummy bears, but I don't really like the gummy bears. I like the gummy butterflies. Y'all know the ones that come in the, it's a different brand. It's the white pack with the red. They're more like hot. You find them like in the stores.
Albanese?
Yes.
I think the
butterflies are really good.
I'll tell you this. I don't know if you guys have had this because I told you I don't really care for the fruity stuff, but the gumdrops.
Mm-mm.
You know those?
No.
No, I don't think I said no.
Now I feel even older.
Gumdrops.
You guys ever have rock candy and
pop
soda
rocks?
Pop?
Why did I not put that on my list?
Yeah, that's
I don't really. Like
I
pop
love
rocks.
Pop rocks.
That's small doses though. You can't do that all the time.
Guys, they have value packs now.
Really?
Really. Like, they'll give you, like, five packs in one.
Mm-hmm. Were you a Fun Dip kid?
I was a Fun Dip kid.
Too, yeah.
I loved Fun Dip.
Nah.
You wasn't?
I used to. I probably eat the stick But nah.
I actually liked Baby Bottle Pops more though.
Oh yeah, I never liked those.
What?
Nah.
Did they have a root beer flavor one?
Oh, I don't know. I would have never tried that.
If they did, I would have tried that because I'm a root beer guy. I ain't gonna.
I love root beer. And the suckers you'd get at the bank, the old school cheapy ones, they have root beer flavor.
Yeah, I know. Those are nasty.
I like the root beer Dum Dums.
And me too. I did,
I feel like bubblegum is the best.
You never had.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm talking
about.
Okay. Yep. And the butterscotch.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
People used to avoid those.
Butterscotch is good.
I used to grab
the butterscotch. Is definitely.
I feel like bubblegum is the best one.
No, butterscotch is definitely good.
I'm not a butterscotch guy at all.
I was just about to say Werther's Originals. I do like. That's as old as it gets. That's a grandpa candy right there.
Yeah, you got it.
You don't like those?
Nah, I ain't gonna lie.
If you don't like butterscotch, then I mean that's
butterscotch
all that
is real
is.
Good to me. I enjoy me some butterscotch.
Like butterscotch pudding?
Nope.
Nah. Mm-hmm. I don't know about some.
This is a good draft, guys.
It was.
That was definitely a good draft.
Well, alrighty, y'all. That's a wrap on today's draft. Let us know who had the best list. And let us know what your top five candies are. Don't forget to stay hungry and stay locked in. We got more heat coming real soon. Catch y'all next time on the draft.
And when you choose a winner, my name is spelled KASHNER.